Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Iowa Representative Mark Lofgren. Mr. Lofgren is from Muscatine and will be running for the 2nd Congressional District seat in Iowa in 2014. He's a Republican and he plans on challenging current Congressman Dave Loebsack for that spot. Lofgren was in Marion County last week where he met with the Marion County Republicans organization on Tuesday night at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. There he delivered this speech to formally announce his campaign.
Thank you all for joining us today as I announce my candidacy for the office of United States Representative for the 2nd Congressional District from the great state of Iowa. As a lifelong resident of Muscatine, husband, father of four, and small business owner, I am heavily invested in my community, my district, and my state. I ran for the Iowa House to make a difference in the future of Iowa, and as your congressman, I believe I can make a difference in Washington, D.C. I have learned so much during my time in the Iowa House, working with former Representative Jeff Kaufman, House Speaker Craig Paulson, and Majority Leader Lynn Dutmeyer, as well as all the other representatives and senators representing Republican and Democrat constituents across the state. I have also learned a lot from my constituents, both the supportive and the not-so-supportive ones. Most of all, I have learned that to do a good job for the people of our fine state, one must be sincere and work hard to uphold the principles he or she believes in. That being said, I'd like to share four budget principles that I and the Iowa House Republicans vow to abide by. The first one is we will spend less than we take in. The second one, we will not use one-time money to fund ongoing needs. The third one, we will not balance the budget by intentionally underfunding programs. The fourth one, we will return unused tax dollars to Iowa's taxpayers. I can tell you right now that none of these four principles are being followed in Washington, D.C. When elected as your United States Representative, I will take these principles to Congress. Our country can learn a lot from fiscally responsible Iowans. I often hear people comment that the two parties in Iowa don't work well together. I can tell you from experience that this is just not the case. In Des Moines, we do work well together because we all share a common goal, the betterment of this great state. We all care about our state and want what's best. When I introduce and manage bills in the House, I make sure members of both parties have a chance to voice their opinions throughout the subcommittee process. This small gesture goes a long way when it comes to reaching consensus in enacting legislation. When I decided to run for the Iowa House, I had a goal to work across party lines to ensure the financial future of our state. We will not attract new business or encourage expansion of existing businesses if our financial house is not in order. This means jobs for Iowans today and for Iowans in the future. It means a healthy economy that will allow us to invest in education to develop a world-class workforce. And it means we will not burden our children and grandchildren with a debt they will never be able to pay. The federal government is doing exactly that. The federal debt is threatening the future of our children and grandchildren. It is threatening the future of our great country. When I go to Washington, D.C. as your next U.S. representative, I will bring the four budget principles with me and work with members of both parties, as I have done in Des Moines, to reduce our debt, bring long-term health to our economy, and ensure economic future. In closing today, I'd like to share with you one of my favorite sayings, one from Benjamin Franklin, and often I share this with my children. Better well done than well said. I live by these words and feel strongly that all people with integrity do the same. I hope you will join me in my endeavors to take fiscal responsibility to the national level. Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Thanks to Mark Lofgren, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Again, Mr. Lofgren is running for the Iowa 2nd Congressional District seat in 2014. He's a Republican and he's challenging Dave Loebsack. We'll have more on that campaign and any other candidates that formally announce their candidacy as they make their announcements. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.